Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about rain. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for your word that goes forth and prospers in which the thing it was sent. Your love, your mercy, and your grace, the ability to see your face every time we open and read the word of God. We thank you in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. That being said, rain. Now, I call this particular podcast, Make It Rain. What I meant by that when I originally started it was the fact that to overcome any struggle, any temptation, any vice you may have, you have to make it happen. The only way you can do that is by leaning on God, leaning on Jesus, letting Him navigate you, not straying away from the Spirit, and not letting the flesh pull you, but trusting God in the midst of whatever you're going through. You have to make it happen. You have to will yourself to be obedient to the Spirit, to be obedient to the word of the Lord, because His word is Spirit. If I'm leaning and trusting in that, I can overcome. Therefore, I can make it rain. There's a scripture that breaks it all the way down, letting us know that if we're trusting in the Lord, we can make it rain. In Romans chapter 5, starting on verse 17, it reads, "For if by the one man's offense death reigned," speaking of Adam, "through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace," speaking of Jesus, "and the gift of righteousness will reign in the life through the one, Jesus Christ." So nice, I got to read that twice. Romans chapter 5, verse 17 reads, "For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." So it's a reminder that we should be leaning on the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior, guiding you, navigating you, accepting Him within your heart, trusting in Him in all things, because in Him all things consist. When we're putting Him first, we have the ability to make it rain. We have the ability to overcome. Matter of fact, it says that we are more than conquerors. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can make it rain leaning on Him, saved by grace. Think about that. The G.O.D. God bless.